It's Friday, time for our weekly look at business with Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal.
Morning, Steve.
So I saw the new Star Wars movie about a week ago at the movie theater complex in the downtown Plaza Shopping Center. And I think I might have been one of the last people to see a movie there because the theater closed a few days later. What's the plan there? I know the theater is getting ready for its new neighbor, the new downtown arena, Golden One Center.
The movie complex there is virtually the last business still operating in the former mall, but its time has finally come. The complex will be remodeled over the next few months to become part of that new retail component of the arena project. It'll have a new name. It'll be called Century Doco 9 Theaters. Doco is the developer's brand for the retail center. It's short for Downtown Commons. So the remodel will add two theaters to the complex, including an IMAX-like screen and some other amenities like reclining seats and valet parking. But I think it's kind of reassuring that at least one piece of the old mall will remain the same after the arena comes.
We learned this week that Capital Mall could be getting a new high-rise building, and it will be built on the site of a famous real estate failure.
This is 301 Capital Mall, home years ago to the Sacramento Union Building, and at the height of the last boom, which is about a decade ago now, a developer started work on a pair of 53-story condo towers. It sounds outrageous now, but that was the idea. And they actually sold something like 250 of the condos, but the whole thing sort of stopped abruptly in 2007 and became sort of a symbol of the housing bust.
What's the latest development there?
A new developer is apparently starting talks about some kind of mixed-use building on the site that could house state offices. And the Board of Equalization apparently would love to have space in this new building. Of course, it has problems with its existing building. But the State Department of General Services says there's no money set aside for that. It's worth noting, though, that the governor's proposed budget last week called for a massive new state office building, not for the Board of Equalization. Regardless, you'll can count on this taking years if it ever gets off the ground.
Well, you bring up the governor's proposed state budget. The Legislative Analyst Office generally had praise for the spending plan, but some saw something ominous in the LAO report. Are there concerns about the state's economy?
The ledge analyst, likes the governor's plan to put more money into a rainy day fund. But in making that point, the office noted that it's been a while since the last recession and that California's economy may be reaching a new peak, which is sort of another way of saying it may be time for another downturn. And what's significant about this, I think, is that it echoes some other worrisome signs we're seeing. There's a softening of the real estate market in the Bay Area, for example. So I guess we're all sort of scarred by the Great Recession, and maybe we're being overly cautious, but you could certainly see some signs of a downturn if you look hard enough.
People who like to shop at Country Club Plaza in Sacramento are sad about the recent news that the Macy's store there will be closing, but the mall owner says he's happy. Why?
We've talked before about this mall, which has really been struggling, and a new owner has ambitious plans and has signed a movie theater and a Winco store for the mall, but there's still a lot of vacancies, and one partner in the ownership group says it is good news that Macy's is shutting down because the store, in his words, attracts zero traffic. I guess that's an exaggeration. And has been kind of an obstacle to redevelopment. He says, you know, the building likely would be torn down and turned into something that might help the mall reinvent itself. He may turn out to be right, but, you know, obviously this means Country Club Plaza won't be bouncing back anytime soon.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.